The Dallas Morning News obtained a copy of the Alvarez and Marsal report, which Parkland declined to make public for fear of lawsuits. In the report, safety monitors say they observed serious unresolved problems in several areas, including the ER. The report says a patient moaning in pain was ignored until the independent safety monitors arrived. Infection prevention and control was cited again. The report says safety monitors found duct tape covering a hole in the wall of an operating room and clinicians failing to wash their hands. Monitors say a culture of business as usual has hampered necessary improvements. Dr. Mel Fugate is an associate professor of management and organization at SMU. He says fixing Parkland is not going to be easy.
To, you know, such a large organization, it's like doing a 90-degree turn with the Titanic. It's not impossible, but it is difficult.
The report said monitors were surprised to see that doctors and other hospital employees did not share the sense of urgency about Parkland's situation. Dr. Fugate says that's a huge hurdle to jump.
It will be painful. I mean, especially, you know, radical change. I mean, that's there will definitely be losers, but there will also be winners in that. It takes tremendous political will. And I don't know if, you know, the existing leadership has that political will or the leadership across the larger organization, but I suspect it will be tested.
Dr. Thomas Royer, interim Parkland CEO, says the hospital has instituted leadership changes, formulated new policies and procedures, and has begun reorganizing key departments. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, which ordered the independent audit, says Parkland's progress will be monitored monthly. Parkland has a year and a half to fix things or lose Medicare and Medicaid funding, more than 50% of its budget. BJ Austin, KERA News.